Welcome to the United Police States of America. Will someone please explain to me what's been going on this last little while? I mean, we've all known for quite some time that there's going to be a lockdown case where anyone with free thinking, free thought, free form, free expression was going to wind up in jail. We all known that was in the pipe. We've all known that that was in the mail. But now it's starting to really come into being. Why are people at Rage Against the Machine concerts being funneled by shooting rubber bullets who incited their riot? Oh, they're rioting! Now every time there's a convention, every time there's something goes wrong, now every time there could be something, there's always those same guy with those black ski masks on, you know, at the opportune time who start a riot. Those same guys. I bet you know what I'd like to do is I think the next time there's going to be a convention and a riot and you see some guys in black ski masks, you should make them part of the solution. You know what I'm saying here? We should just kind of remove them from the equation before they start to riot. Why don't we just police our own? What is going on? Why is it possible in this country for the government to go and take away people before they even begin to protest? Well, you there, you look like you could be a problem. I'm going to put you in jail because I don't like the way you look. Because I do not like the way you look, you're going to go to jail. And we're not going to feed you for 14 hours. And we'll keep you Gestapo style. And that'll be great. And it's only just beginning where privatized security forces exude more police brutality than anyone in history. What has been going on here? We don't even have to have a governmentally sponsored SS anymore. We can have a corporate sponsored SS. Because that's what these security forces are. The eventual privatization of the police force. You think it's going to stop with the prisons? You think the privatization of the prisons is only as far as it's going to go? No. This is a plague. It's going to catch. And then eventually we'll see the privatization of police forces. This is why now is the time for counterculture to get organized before it is too late. And it's already in the mail. You see it every day on the news. You see it every day in the papers. It's all over the place. And we have to stop it. And we have to stop it now. We have to take steps to prepare for the eventuality that there is the class war going to be going from the back seat to the front seat, and the trenches of concrete are already being dug. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.